Yeah, yeah. If you've been to the bathroom this morning, you'll like this story.
Indeed. All right. So there's an island nation called Vanuatu. Where is it? Where's that?
Vanuatu. I don't know. I'll Google it while you tell the story.
All right. It's opened what it calls the best public toilet in the South Pacific. It's in the South Pacific. in the hope of attracting tourists to help fund local projects. So this toilet is on the opposite side of the country's main island to the capital, Port Vila. It's in the village of Panguisu.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And it hopes that the newly opened block will be a convenient stopping point for visitors who are driving around the island, taking road trips. So
it's somewhere near Fiji. It's down there. There are 80 islands, apparently.
Okay.
It's one of those places.
So it's one of those.
Yeah.
Somebody said about the toilet, there's nothing like a sign on the road saying best public toilet in the South Pacific to trigger something in the brain.
Yeah.
However, it's not cheap to use this toilet, okay? So visitors have to pay 200 vatu. 200 whole vatu. 200 whole vatu.
That's my entire year's living expenses.
To use the toilet. But if they're part of the large group, they get a 75% discount. Only 50 vatu.
Great.
All right. Now, even locals have to pay 50 vatu. And here's a great quote. If you've used the public toilets in Port Vila, you would gladly pay 50 vatu to use this one in the village.
Right. People walk cross-legged for miles to get to this toilet, no doubt. Wow. You know, it's a bit like it's like Route 66 used to be. Like, they used to have all these various attractions on the road. You know, concrete dinosaurs and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I suppose so. Locals are so very proud of this toilet that it has its own website, bestpublictoilet.org.
Great.
I'm going to click it right now.
I love it.
And there's a slogan. It's the place to go when you need to go.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Well, the toilet itself.
Yeah. I mean, like the view. There must be a great view, right?
From the toilet.
Look, there's a bunch of pictures. There's pictures of people outside christening the toilet. It doesn't even look that spectacular,
to be
honest.
No, but if you've seen the toilets on the other islands, man.
So it's not like a spectacular toilet. It's just a functional one.
Functional, clean toilet
bathroom.
With some toilet paper. You know, I've just been in Japan where the toilets or the actual toilets themselves are space age. Every toilet is a wacky thing with a computer attached to it that sprays up your bum. Brilliant. Sprays water up your bum.
This is amazing. The lead picture on the bestpublictoilet.org page is a man turning the sink on and giving a thumbs up. Because it works.
Yeah. Great.
I saw an article on BuzzFeed. I thought it was going to be more this a couple weeks ago that rated the best outdoor toilets of the world. Like there were some like in jungles that overlooked this beautiful landscape. This one, it just works.
It's a distraction though. I don't want a beautiful view. I'm not interested in playing music. It's just a distraction. But what I do want in a public toilet, what I would really like, is for it to be fully enclosed and there to be like an extractor fan in there.
Uh-huh.
So that there's some noise going on so that nobody can hear me on the outside.
Oh, the best public toilets are the ones that have really loud music, in my opinion.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I suppose that would be good.
Yeah.
Who does that? Do they do that?
If you go to Studio at the Montage,
right,
and you go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You go into your own chamber, like it's completely closed off, and the music is it's like loud classical music.
Right. And that's, I've been in there. There's a little Filipino gentleman wipes your bum for you.
He does.
Yeah.
He's marvelous.
But that's, I don't know about this, the whole thing with the public toilet thing. When we were in Japan, Dr. Joe Ferguson, my traveling companion, would never use the spraying part.
Oh, I never used that thing either.
Didn't
it scares me.
I got used
what
to
it. What if it misses?
Well, you have to aim it properly. But you have to squat nicely and just aim it properly. But I got used to it and I started to think, you know what, this is quite nice. Because what you're actually doing when you use the paper afterwards, you're just drying your parts. You're not wiping. It's very clean.
You just pat yourself dry.
Just a little pat.
Well, that's why you carry baby wipes around.
Who does?
I do.